Hi, it's just me. I'm not sure about leaving you this message, but I really just wanted to let you know that I had a really great time tonight. The meal was great, and the play was interesting. Not quite sure what it was about, but maybe that was the point. But you were great. You were charming and funny and just really great company. And thank you for walking me home. You're such a gentleman. And I wanted to see, I think, well, this is awkward, but I think you wanted to kiss me goodnight when we got back to my place, and I think I kind of put you off. In fact, I know I did, and you know, you were great about it. You just laughed it off and got in the cab and left, but I went inside and I've just been kicking myself for like 2.5 hours now, because it's not what I wanted to happen at all, and I wanted to tell you how I wish things had gone. Because I wanted to kiss you too. Maybe just standing out on the street, it's kind of cold, and I felt awkward, and you see, I just have this image in my mind of how I wanted things to go, and kissing you on the street, just a quick little kiss, just wasn't going to be enough for me. So I'm lying here in my bed, and it's dark, and I'm cozy, and I'm just thinking, I'm just going through in my mind how I wish things had gone when you brought me back home. I thought maybe you'd like to hear about it. Because I'd like to tell you. So back home to my place, and I see that you'd like to kiss me, and I feel that little flutter of excitement, but instead of shying away, I give you a little smile and take your hand, lead you inside. And as much as I would love to just push you up against the door and push it closed by leaning against you and just sinking into the warmth of your mouth, I'm not gonna do that either. I want it to be more drawn out, more delicious than that. Although that does sound kind of nice, doesn't it? There'll be plenty of time for that. This first time, I lead you into my apartment and start fussing around in the kitchen, you know, like you do. Offering you a drink. Making small talk. And laughing at silly jokes. But even as I'm busying myself with the cups and the plates and the water and... Sometimes I just catch a glimpse of your eyes, and you have this sparkle in your eyes, this way of kind of narrowing your focus a little bit. And I see such intent there behind those most laughing eyes of yours. It's that unspoken thing, that kind of confirmation that this is just a bit of a waiting game. We're just drawing it out a little bit. We both know what we want. And when I'm nervous, you can tell I'm nervous. I know you don't expect me to be nervous about stuff like this, but I am. And, maybe I brush past you closely and I can feel the heat from your body. Just, I can feel it through the fabric of your clothes. It's just amazing that you're standing here in my kitchen and you're just so, you're so you, you're just so male, and I'm just, it's crazy how you affect me. I want to touch you and stare at you, and but of course I don't. I just keep busying myself with the drinks. And you're standing there and you put your hands in your pockets. You just watch me. You have this look on your face like it's just ever so slightly amusing to you. Like you know that I really do just, I just want to go right to the bedroom, but I'm not doing that, and you're kind of curious as to see what I'm gonna do until we get there. Maybe you enjoy this drawn out kind of seduction too. I hope you do. I hope you feel that it can heighten pleasure, heighten all the sensations. You don't want something so good to be over so quick. At least I don't. So take our drinks into the living room. Sit down on the sofa and I'm bringing my cup to my mouth, and that's my hands are shaking a little bit. And I think you must know by now, you must know that I really want you. You must know by now that you could probably do anything at this moment. Anything. You could put your cup on the table. You could take mine out of my hand and put it on the table. You could lean towards me and kiss me. You could lay me back on the couch and start unbuttoning my blouse. You could do anything. you don't. Maybe it's that gentleman thing again. Or maybe you're just enjoying watching me squirm a little. Now, for the first time tonight, I feel like we're really looking at each other. I can feel my own eyes roaming over your face, just taking you in. Feeling my heartbeat in my chest. I like what I see. I think you're really handsome. But it's not just that. I just like you so much. You really turned me on. It's so much more indescribable than just your looks or how you're built, or it's everything. It's just something about you that just makes me breathless. And that scares me. I don't usually find myself in this position, wanting a man so badly. Not sure if he wants me. And part of me knows that I'm supposed to be very sexy and seductive right now, that I could, there's so much I could do. I know that I know I should be behaving differently. I should be showing you that I can be pretty sexy when I want to be. But I'm almost paralyzed. I don't know what to do. I'm nervous. And nervous and turned on at the same time. And then you do something just very slight, like maybe our hands are just resting in our laps, and you reach over and you just take my hand, caress my fingers a little bit with yours. Just that little. So gentle and easy. No big deal. Well, I like your hands very much. I like the way they look. I like the way they feel. Your fingers are a little bit rough as they stroke my fingers, stroke my hands. Drawing little circles at my wrist. Turn my hand over and draw a little circle on the underside of my wrist where it's very sensitive. And for a moment I can picture your lips there. I can just imagine you just kissing the inside of my wrist. I think if you did that, I think I'd just die. Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? Such a simple little thing, but maybe we just talk. Just idly hold hands for a minute. Maybe we talk about everything except what's on our mind. And I find my eyes just running down your neck to your shirt collar. And I can see some of your chest hair a little bit, just a little bit poking out near the top of your shirt. And I just think, oh, if I could just pop that top button, I could see a little bit more, and maybe keep unbuttoning. Just run my hands over your chest. Feel how warm and strong your chest is. And I hope you're thinking the same thing about me. I hope that you're thinking about unbuttoning my shirt. My chest. Oh, because just thinking about it, I can feel my nipples getting harder. Kind of straining against the fabric of my bra. Maybe you can even see my nipples through my shirt right now. Maybe you, as you sit there, you can see how turned on. I don't know how it happens, but we're closer. We're closer suddenly on the couch than we were before. And your arm is along the back of the couch, and you're still holding my hand. I feel kind of hemmed in by you a little bit. And God, I love that. Oh. Because I really do want to be just overwhelmed by you. And you let go of my hand and you reach up to caress my cheek. You move your thumb over my cheekbone and down to my lips. Feeling your thumb on my lips, you just glide just gently across my lips. I part my lips a little bit. Just a little bit. So your thumb just dips inside my mouth. Just a little bit. Just slightly. Like it just form my lips into a little O. Gently inside. But I don't want to do that. It's too much. So I just kind of tremble a little bit. But you're holding my face and I want to lean forward so badly, and I want to kiss you so badly. But I want you to kiss me more. I want to see you lean towards me, moving in slowly. I want to see that little smile. I want to see your eyes just asking, telling me that you're gonna kiss me. Thank you. But I think you like to tease me too, because you get close, so close, like whisper close, and your lips are just hovering over mine. And I can't help it, I reach forward and I kiss you. And I think that's what you wanted. That welcoming, that knowledge that I want is... And your lips firm on mine, and you start to kiss me. And your hand slides into my hair, and your lips start to move over mine, your mouth so mobile over mine, just moving and kissing so sensually. Slowly tasting and savoring every minute. And I whimper a little and moan a little into your mouth, and that makes you groan a little bit. And you deepen the kiss. I feel your tongue slide against mine. And your body's tensing, breathing into each other's mouths, kissing, biting. My hand finds your shoulder and runs down your chest, and I feel weak. The sensation of your mouth is taking mine, is kissing me. You're so hungry. And you break the kiss, and we're both a little breathless. You look at me, and your eyes have this intensity to them, this keenness in them. I know there's so many thoughts going through your mind. So many thoughts going through my mind. I want to steal a glance at your crotch. I want to see if your heart. I want to see that bulge. I want to touch it. I want to put my hand there and feel. Feel your desire. Feel your lust. But I can't. I don't know why I can't. I'm hesitating. I don't know what. And it's as though you can read my mind. It's as though you know. I need. You kiss me again. That's somehow more passionate this time, but also a little more tender somehow. I can't describe it. It's like I was made to kiss you. It's just this perfect sensual rhythm. feel your groans and little moans through your chest. And every time I moan, I feel you get a little more tense. And I know that all the little noises I make are turning you on. Because you know how much I want you. You know I'm getting so wet for you, don't you? You know what you're doing to me. And there's no doubt in your mind. I am just turning into this wanton creature right in front of you. And it's you doing this to me. Your mouth, your lips, your hands, your body, your eyes, everything about you. It's making me want you. Making me so desperate to have you. But I find my hand trailing down your stomach towards your crotch. And yes, there's a lovely bulge there. I let my hand rest on it gently, and you groan. You groan into my mouth, and I can feel you trying to control yourself. Oh, I can feel how much you want to just throw me down on the couch, but you don't. You just keep kissing me. And that turns me on even more that you're restraining yourself. Oh, I feel your cock through your pants. I squeeze it just a little bit. I can't believe I'm touching your cock. Oh, I've been thinking about this for a long time. Now I'm finally touching you. Even if it's through your pants, it still feels amazing. I think you know what that feels like, because now you're touching my breasts through my shirt. I can feel your hands exploring, squeezing, moving my breasts around with your hands, and just all feeling them. I know you like them. I know you like how big and soft my tits are. I know that makes your cock twitch. I can feel it. I can feel your cock moving. You touch my tits. Oh, and there's so many thoughts going through my head. Oh, I can feel such a heat between my legs. I can feel my pulse between my legs. I can feel how wet I'm getting. And you start kissing down my neck. Oh my god. Oh, I'm not gonna last. I'm not gonna hold out. I'm not gonna be able to stop. You keep kissing down my neck. I feel you groaning against my skin as your lips trail down my neck. Oh, so hot and wet. Oh, it's almost ticklish. It feels so good, huh? Oh my god, I want you so badly. Right at this moment, there's nothing more I want in the world. I'm gonna spread my legs for you and feel you sink that cock so deep inside me. I want to part myself for you and welcome you and pull you into me and feel you. I want to feel every inch of you sliding into me. Oh. Feel your hips moving against me. I want to feel you moving inside me. I want to be stretched out by your cock. Oh, I want to feel your lips on my nipples. As you kiss and tease and nibble and suck. Oh, I want to feel that driving thrust of your cock as you find that rhythm as your hips gyrate and sink into me. Oh, I want it so badly. Oh, I know. I know it would come so quickly. I wouldn't last. I know it wouldn't last. Oh, I could feel your back. Run my hands down your back. I feel your ass as you drive that cock into me. Oh. Oh, bite your shoulder, kiss your neck, and whisper your name over and over. Empty yourself into me. I would arch my back. Oh. Take my fingers into your ass. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby. Oh. I wish tonight had gone. I wish I was lying here in bed with you instead of by myself, leaving you this message. I wish we were starting on round two, round three. I'm just taking a rest. Anything but being here alone, thinking about you. So, it's up to you. I guess you know where I am. You could come over if you want. Or you could just phone me back and tell me how you wish tonight had gone. Or